Creep Hall by Alan Durant, read by Anne Beach. Chapter 1, in which Oliver arrives and is shocked. Oliver was not impressed. He'd been sitting on the station forecourt for 10 minutes, and there was still no sign of anyone coming to collect him. He didn't want to be there anyway. He'd much rather have been at home in front of the TV watching Star Quest. But his parents had gone off on some crazy trek to the Himalayas, and so they'd sent him out here, to the middle of nowhere, to stay with distant relatives that he'd never even met. They're bound to be a right lot of bores, he thought gloomily. They probably won't even have a video machine. And then, to make his gloom complete, it started to rain. Great splodgy wet drops fell on his head and trickled down his neck. He'd just braced himself to get up and run for cover when something banged down on his shoulder, like a thunderbolt, and sent him sprawling.
"Master Oliver, I presume?"
The voice, too, was like thunder. It boomed from somewhere far above Oliver's head. Glancing sideways, the boy found himself face to foot with an enormous boot. Slowly, Oliver raised his eyes up and up and up until they were staring into the face of a giant. The man must have been 7 feet tall at least, and with the weirdest face Oliver had ever seen. None of its features seemed to match. One eye was wide open and higher than the other, which was no more.